I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour, Ben and Woods is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Albertsons and Vons and save on Jenny O. 93% lean ground turkey. 16-ounce packages are just $1.99 each. Limit 2 with the Just For You digital coupon on AlbertsonsorVons.com. Offer ends April 27th. All right, it was a tough day. We will do the Padres wrap-up, get it out of the way early.
Tough week.
Tough 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
Ever since they went to Pittsburgh, everything was going well. No hitters.
Just beating up on the Rangers. When do we get the Rangers again, for the love of God? They are
never, unfortunately, I think is the answer.
They are our get-right team.
Yeah, Padres, with the designated hitter, are undefeated this year.
Yeah.
Without it, I think they're 7-10 this year. That's maybe a sign, Woods, that what you've been talking about is important. So we'll get our Padres wrap-up out of the way here early. We'll do that right after this check of traffic on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
He has already struck out Vogelbach and Garcia. Now the two-strike to Shaw swung on and missed strike three. It was a slider up in the zone this time. And three straight Ks, all on sliders for Lamet to wrap up the first inning. Waiting here, swings, hits a ground ball through the left side. That's a base hit. That's a 1-0 Padres lead. Trent Grisham, an RBI single against his former team that they've had out of their own starters. It's been rough. 0-2 lined over Manny and into left field for a base hit. That'll tie the game. Narvaez on his way home as the throw comes all the way through a bit late. Robertson ends up at third base. Peterson goes to second. And a 1-1 game here in the fourth. 2-2, here it is. And Caratini, a slow ground ball to the right side. That will stay fair and get a run home. Picked up by Vogelbach just behind the bag at first base. He steps on it. And an RBI ground out for Victor Caratini. Padres in front, 2-1. So 3-2 after all that. The pitch to Narvaez is hit out to very deep right field. Profar going back, looking up, going to go. A two-run home run for Omar Narvaez. His third of the season, and just like that, the Brewers take the lead, 3-2. 3-2, the pitch to Peterson is hit in the air to deep right field. Profar going back again, looking up again, going to go. Jace Peterson homers for the second straight day. And the second of the inning gives the Brewers a 4-2 lead here in the sixth. 3-2 again. The pitch from Hader swung on and missed. Strike three went up out of the zone to chase the fastball. And that is the ball game. Padres with big opportunities in the eighth and the ninth, but they cannot score. And the Brewers sweep the series.
I think on the positive side, you know, how the guys continue to battle and you know, fight. They fought for everything and created some run scoring opportunities. On the downside, not being able to cash in and that's been the theme of the last couple weeks or so, just not able to cash in. That doesn't mean that's going to continue to happen. I hope what continues to happen is creating, you know, we need to create more of those opportunities.
Look, I agree. I'm not mad. This team has a lot of fight in it. They don't roll over. It sucks. The results aren't there, and we have every right to be frustrated with a 10-10 start. But they are there. They're in it. They're in it. You had a stat yesterday, Benny. I mean, every damn game is within two runs. They're there. They're right there. That's even worse. You get one of those 9-1 snoozers, you're like, you actually, those games actually turn into like funny games to watch. You're like, what's going to happen? Who's going to pitch? Is somebody going to try to do something? Is somebody going to get squirrely? Is somebody going to get upset with the umpire? Those games are fine. They're fine. You love to be on the other side of them. But man, what makes it so hard is this team is grinding out ABs. They're getting on base, and you're right there. And that's what makes it so difficult.
You can just count the number of ways. In most of these losses, and I think that's accurate, most of the 10 losses, you could probably count at least, you know, 3 to 5 moments in each game. Had they just flipped one thing, it would have been a victory. Yep. I mean, yesterday, obviously, I had opportunities in the 8th and the 9th inning for one big hit, one extra base hit. Padres win the game in the 8th or 9th inning. Also, by the way, in the 5th inning, when the Brewers scored their 3 runs, you know, not much was made of it at the time, but Omar Narvaez struck out on the 2-2 pitch right before he homered. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was such a strike,
yeah,
and called a ball by Tom Hallion. And then the next pitch, of course, is the 2-run go-ahead home run. That's just the way things are going for the Padres right now, when they're not overcoming their bad breaks at all.
Yeah, not even in the slightest. Hey, what was that play where Caratini threw it and it hit off the bat and it went down to Manny and the guy advanced?
Yeah.
That's real? I've never seen that. We were watching it yesterday. How's that?
He looked away for half a second.
And I'm like,
what the hell just happened?
What the hell just happened? I had to watch it on the replay. You get a base
if,
there?
If you throw it off like a runner or something and the ball gets away.
Not a runner, though. It went off the batter's bat.
It did, but it was not intentional. He didn't like...
Oh, Clayton Kershaw would have had a huge problem with that. Oh, my, could have injured somebody waving your bat back there in the zone like that.
But, one of those fluke moments. Now,
Lord, baseball!
He would have scored from first on the home run as well, so that wasn't as critical. But this missed strike call was, and you can tell the Padres are starting to get fed up as well. Having the same, I really hope this crew doesn't go up to Los Angeles for another 4 games with the same umpires, because the Padres
are clearly tired
of those umpires, and I think those umpires are now tired of the Padres. Jerickson Profar nearly got himself thrown out of the game. Jason had to, you know, dive on that grenade.
Yeah, he did.
To keep Profar in the game and get ejected himself.
Yeah.
In that one yesterday. But again, so many moments where they're just close and they're not able to come through with the one big hit, the one moment. The bullpen was terrific with the exception of Keone Kila. He didn't have, you could tell, Woods, he didn't have it in the 5th inning.
Yeah.
He wasn't hitting his spots. The Caratini would set up a target somewhere, the ball would go somewhere else completely. Now, you know, he's got good stuff, so he still got some swings and misses, but he was falling behind in the count. I knew he was playing with fire that entire inning, and I had the pit in my stomach when that 2-2 pitch that was clearly, very clearly a strike was called a ball. I'm going,
here we go.
Okay, this is the kind of thing where if you're going badly, the next pitch goes out of the yard when it should have been a strikeout. And, of course, that is exactly what happened on the very next pitch to Omar Narvaez. And then, of course, if you're a Padre, a former Padre is going to have to hit a home run sometime during the game. And Jace Peterson did that at the end of the inning against Keone Kila. With 2 outs, he should have never been up. If Narvaez had struck out, Peterson doesn't get up in that inning. Padres are still up 2-1. Maybe they go on to win that game 2-1.
It's just going bad, man.
It's just going bad.
It is just going bad. And, you know, the law of averages tells you that it's not going to continue in this manner. It has to be. The baseball gods... Right now, we have done something to anger the baseball gods, who are absolutely real. I don't know what we did. Baseball gods, if you're listening, we apologize. We repent. Start letting some breaks go our way.
Do we need to have like a seance or something?
Maybe. Remember when we had that fortune teller on? What was that about? It was about Tatis, wasn't it?
Miss Bonnie.
What were we asking her? What was the big question? How the team's going to do? Remember Miss Bonnie?
I remember Miss Bonnie, but
I don't remember the topic du jour.
That's a good question. Why did we have Miss Bonnie on?
So if anybody knows how to do like an exorcism or a seance or something that we can do, an offering to the baseball gods to change the luck a little bit, I'm all about it. I mean, I'm not going to go cut the head off of a live rooster or anything, but like, I'll do something. I just want to get...
Stephen is a child.
Oh, God. Is that her?
Yeah, she
was Miss Bonnie.
Yeah, she was diving into your personality.
Say it again.
They're saying Stephen is a child.
That's fair. It's fair. I totally forgot about like the context of that interview with Miss Bonnie. No, so whatever we need to do,
I remember Hammer going, hey, so should I bet on the Texans this weekend?
Hammer's the most degenerate gambler I've ever seen in my entire life, by the way. I was with him yesterday, and that guy will bet on anything. He will bet on heads or tails. It doesn't matter. I love that kid
It's funny you bring up Miss Bonnie, because we're kind of bringing back the vibe of random guests today, which I love.
I do,
Corona
too.
Corona content, when we just have different
sorts of
guests on the program.
I get sick of talking about this sometimes.
On our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline at 7:30 this morning. We just couldn't pass up the opportunity. Actor Dean Norris is going to be with him. And if you know Dean from any role at all, it is the role of Hank Schrader from Breaking Bad, the brother-in-law, of course, of Walter White, the DEA agent, who
so
plays
good.
Such a critical role in the entire series and, of course, in the final season there of Breaking Bad. He's got a new show that he's out to promote. So they said, hey, you know, radio shows, you want to have Dean Norris on? And Paul texted us and we went, heck yeah, we'd like to talk
in a
to
heartbeat.
Dean Norris.
Well,
and then after just a little bit of digging, we find out he lives in Temecula.
Yep.
He loves golf.
And
he went to Notre Dame.
No, he's a huge Notre Dame fan. He was born in South Bend, Indiana. I'm like, has there ever been a more perfect guest for Ben and Woods than Dean?
Can we finagle, like, go up and play with him someday, do you think, in Temecula, Bogey Brotherhood style with
that,
Dean Norris?
Or get him to the Ben and Woods Open, which is in its very infancy of planning.
It made a bigger step forward yesterday than it's made in a while.
Sure did.
Let's just say that.
Yeah,
so,
buddy.
We're definitely working on that. All guests appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
What can we do to change the tides? What are they? Jobu, they give Jobu rum. Can we all do a shot of rum later? I don't have any rum handy. I'd have to go buy rum.
Get a bucket of KFC chicken.
I saw the Padres went with pizza to try to change the vibes after the game yesterday.
Saw that, like a little pizza party after you get your ass handed to you.
Pizza, good karma.
Jace walking out with a pizza and a Cutwater drink in his hand. I was like, that's perfect. That is perfect. That's still my manager, guys.
I'm almost glad that they're leaving town. Change of scenery. You know, just a different feeling when you wake up in the morning. You're in a hotel room rather than your place. You go to a different ballpark rather than your own ballpark. Not saying that, you know, you usually play better at home, but...
Well, not us.
At some point when you're struggling... Change of scenery is good. You know, be on edge. Get those Dodgers fans yelling at you.
Get those
tonight.
Get those first ups, too. Get those first ups. Like, let's try to get something going. Be up first. Try to get a couple runs, man, and set the tone.
It's interesting that the one game on the homestand, the Padres won, arguably was the one that had the most opposing fans at the game. The Sunday Dodgers-Padres game.
I saw people
say
that.
I thought more Dodgers fans, at least listening.
I was
it
there.
It sounded louder in terms of Dodgers fans than either of the first two games of the series.
I was there. I didn't see it going crazy. I didn't. Did not see the sea of blue. Did not see...
Well, nothing like previous years,
But
maybe the Padres, you know, will feed on a bit of that opposing energy, and they'll get plenty of it tonight, for sure.
Good.
In game one at Dodger Stadium, and we'll, of course, talk about that series coming up. We'll get to the Denelson Lamet injury on our Rindle Report here to kick off our 6 a.m. hour yet. Obviously, if anything is a big story from yesterday, it's not a 4-2 loss to the Brewers. It's the injury to your starting pitcher and what's going to be happening to him. So we'll discuss that coming up next. 1 hour in the books. It is Thursday. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.